And if you have any views or any, if you've had any price shocks or are you expecting some price shocks when it comes to your health insurer's premiums, then get in touch with us on the programme. We had a comment in from a listener yesterday relating to healthcare cover. The caller and his wife in their 70s, their premium will be rising by another €500. And he made the point, he stayed in hospital for one night and his insurance paid €2,000. Another man in the room next to him with a medical card who got it for free, plus another three nights. How is it fair that people are impeded so greatly for paying their own way? We'll be on the line to talk with us. We've Dermot Good, health insurance expert with totalhealthcover.ie. Dermot, good morning to you and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Now, looking at the way things are going, it's not a pretty picture. Once again, Laya Healthcare announcing a number of days ago they will raise the cost of health insurance by 6.5% on average for customers. That means 700,000 customers in Ireland will have to pay more if they renew from the 1st of October. That's the second of Laya's price hikes this year and follows two increases last year. Unfortunately, it's all going, and the other companies, VHI, Healthcare and Irish Life, have also had multiple price increases over the same period. It's all going one direction, Dermot, not a good one either for consumers out there.
No, it's not. There's no good news in this whatsoever. And you're absolutely right, Jerry. So what we're now seeing is the trend with the health insurance companies now is to have two increases per year. So we see VHI and Laya tend to go in March and April. And then if we look at last year, they go again in October. We're expecting that to be repeated fully this year. And we see Laya now announcing their second increase of 6.5%. And Irish Life, they tend to have two, one in January and one in July. Now, the reasons for this are, I suppose, interesting in that it is all driven by increased claims activity. So there's a number of things going on here. It looks like, for example, more and more people are now going to private hospitals where possible. So they'll go to the Bonds rather than going to Tralee General, and the same in Limerick and the same in Cork. Because people know if you go to the private hospital, well, you're going to get in more quickly. You're also going to get your consultant of choice, and you're also going to get your accommodation preference, be it private or semi-private. You pretty much won't get that in the public system. So a lot of people are now going to the private system for their care, which, by the way, is one of the reasons why they take out the private cover in the first place. Now, the second thing we're seeing is that the volume of claims, it looks like the numbers of people now going in, everything that was postponed and deferred, everybody now is back and the hospitals now are operating at full throttle. The cost of claims then as well, Jerry. So, you know, what we're now seeing is that all the inputs, you know, all the drugs, all the consumables, all, let's just say, the other things, labour costs, they're all going up, and that's all being factored into these rate hikes as well. And the other interesting thing, now we don't have a lot of details on this, but it looks like the private hospitals in particular are much more efficient now. They're turning cases around much more quickly, so people's length of stays are shorter. That means more people are getting access, which is a good thing, but it does put up a pressure on the cost. And that's why we're seeing the insurance companies are really struggling to get a proper handle on their claims costs. And that's what we're seeing increases averaging 15 to 20%. And by the way, Jerry, and you know, I don't want to compound the bad news here, but your listeners need to be very careful with these average increases. So first of all, it might be 6.5% average, but the impact on your plan could be as high as 9 or 10%.
Yeah, that's across all the packages that they have.
Exactly.
So an average means some could be lower, but many could be higher as well.
Exactly. And the other thing, if you look at people renewing in October, November, they might be thinking, oh, 6.5 is terrible, but they've already forgotten that there's another increase that occurred in March or April this year. And Laya's last increase in April was 7%. So now what's actually coming people's way as we approach the busiest renewal period, we're really talking about cumulative impacts of 15 to 20%. And even this latest increase is going to add for the average family, for people on mid-level plans with Laya, most people are on the mid-level, you know, corporate type schemes covering public and private hospitals. They're looking at about another €250, maybe €500 cumulative potentially coming their way, but that's if they stay on the same plan. Okay, and obviously, you know what I'm going to say here now, Jerry, we're urging everybody now, you know, you really need to be challenging your insurance company to basically find a package that's as close to what you currently have that fits your budget. So what is your budget? That is the key piece of information you need to be clear on before you engage with any of the insurance companies. Tell them what the figure is and then challenge them to find you a package that fits that figure. Now, the other thing, just to compound it again, and this is like what VHI did when they announced their last increase, they also announced a reduction in benefits. Layer are changing some of the excesses on their plans. Now, you know,
does that mean you have to pay more before you can get, you can claim that the excesses will go up for the same what you had before?
Exactly. Exactly. So imagine, for example, somebody going into, we'll say, the Bonds and Tralee for a day case procedure on the Inspire Plus plan with Leia. Those day case procedures, right now you pay the first 50. After October, Jerry, you'll be paying the first 75. And if you are admitted into the Bonds or any private hospital for that matter, the current excess is 150 per claim. That will increase to 200 per claim. So coupled with the increase in premium, people are now going to see that they don't have the same level of cover that they might have had. There will be increases in the excesses that they have to pay. So there is no good news in this for consumers, and unfortunately we're expecting more increases to be announced in the market over the coming days as well. And so this trend at the moment, Jerry, is set to continue. And the risk with this is that, look, you know, older people, people who are ill, people of underlying conditions, they will do whatever it takes to hang on to their cover. But, you know, I guarantee you there's young people listening to this station right now who are probably barely managing to afford or to pay their current premium. They're young, they're healthy, they have mortgages and other cost of living expenses that they're not discretionary, they have to pay. And I guarantee you there will be a lot of people now, if they think this trend is set to continue, they're going to consider or reconsider whether they can keep their health insurance in place. And a lot of people, particularly younger, healthier people, may be forced to give up their health cover, which is not good for them or for the market, for anybody.
Yeah, and that may be a decision they may have to make. Would it be worth, actually, you know what, I'll get to that question. I'm going to take a quick break and we'll come back to Dermot, because one or two questions to get to you on it. We're talking with Dermot Good of TotalHealthCover.ie about health insurance. We're talking with Dermot Good of TotalHealthCover.ie about insurance, health insurance increases. And Dermot, you mentioned excesses there. In order to, would it be any better for people to say, right, I'm going to increase the excesses I will pay in order to bring down the overall cost of premiums, and maybe then have a little bit of a savings fund there to meet those excesses? Would that help in any way, do you think, or does it work like that?
No, absolutely. It's one of the really good tactics to reduce the premium. So, Jerry, anybody listening now who is really worried about how they're going to pay the next premium, like before you even consider cancelling. So first of all, if you're on a private room plan, maybe you look at a semi-private plan. If you don't have an excess on your plan for private hospital stays, definitely look at putting a small excess on the plan. That can knock 10, 20% off the premium in many cases. You know, if you're on the same plan for 3 years or more, then you're absolutely likely to be overpaying because you've missed all the deals that have hit the market in the last 3 years. Even if you have a small excess, exactly as you've mentioned, you can basically look at taking on a much higher excess, but you need to make sure that the reduction in premium is going to be worth the extra risk. You know, and there's loads of other tactics. If you're not on a corporate plan, then you should look to see to move on to one of those plans, because they tend to represent the best value in the market. And once again, Jerry, anybody can join those corporate plans. It doesn't matter if they're 26 or if they're 86 years of age, you know. So really the key thing I would say to all of your listeners now is that no matter what plan you're on, no matter which insurance company you're with, you need to review your cover, because all plans are being impacted. I just see a notice now this morning that Irish Life are going to be retiring about 20 or 30 of their older plans. I would say to all of those members, don't automatically accept the plan that they offer, you know. So really the key thing is you engage with your insurance company, but before you phone them up, you decide what is your budget, what can you afford, and that might be what you were paying last year. And don't be afraid, I know people are always afraid to disclose, you know, what their budget is to insurance companies, but the good thing with health insurance, the rates are fixed, so you're not compromising your negotiating position by telling an insurance company, I have 2,500 to cover my family, what is the best deal that you can offer me that's as close as possible to what I currently have? And that should be the opening question that everybody puts to their insurance company.
Yeah, that's good advice there. Look, a male caller who's an old age pensioner rang about his frustration with insurance companies like VHI or Laya, who keep increasing their premiums. His insurance at VHI increased twice last year. He said it's going to put him out of the market, which he would love to stay in to protect his family. The type of money they're charging is out of reach for him, but also for young people who want to start and join the market. He said it's going to push them back to public services, which is only going to increase queues and waiting lists. He said the government needs to intervene. Well, look, in a way, the government have been intervening for years in the health market and the health insurance market, Dermot. And look, population growth is part of the reason why this is happening. The health of people living longer and older, having more hip operations post 65, which is a positive thing because it keeps people mobile, which keeps them alive for longer. That's all having an effect on it. Is it just under 50% of the population has health insurance now?
Yeah, exactly. So we 47% of the population have health insurance.
So there's two Irelands, there's public and private.
Exactly. And you know, Jerry, what I would say to that person, so first of all, on their VHI cover, and they're absolutely right, the increases, like, you know, and the trend is set to continue of two or more increases per year. But what I would say to that person, get your cover reviewed, because what we find, and I'm generalizing here, the older the member, the more likely they're to be on older plans, the older dated schemes, because they're very fearful of making any changes. And what they don't realize, that often with the same insurance company, they can get far better value cover and not even have to change insurance companies. So they need to get their cover reviewed, first of all, to make sure they're getting the best value right across the market. But they are correct. I mean, as we said already, like, younger people, you know, healthcare is a discretionary spend for them, and when the budget is tight and they just don't have available funds, you know, the car insurance, the home insurance, the mortgage and everything else, that takes priority. Healthcare is one of those ones that if they have to drop something, that's the one that gets dropped, unfortunately. And I would urge anybody listening, if you are under pressure, you know, make sure you get your cover review to see if there's a lower cost option that keeps you in the private system. Because, you know, the elephant in the room here, Jerry, is the public system. And even though there have been some improvements, I mean, depending on which website you look at, there's between 700,000 and 900,000 people on some type of waiting list. And that's not going to improve or change drastically anytime soon. So the only way for you to have control over your healthcare, in other words, access, getting in quickly, and choice, which doctor, which hospital, which accommodation, you either have to have a lot of money on deposit or you have to have private health cover, you know. And really, a lot of members are now going to be faced with very difficult choices when these increases start hitting home.
Yeah, yeah, that's part of it. A listener underlines the issue we've just talked about there with their own example. Good morning, Jerry. I had a neck operation 2 years ago on the 22nd of August. I was sent to Cork for the consultation. The consultant gave me three options to do the operation. The public system, waiting 2 years or so. Semi-private, the consultation booking the University Hospital Cork with a ward, operation theatre and recovery room for a couple of days a month. The third option was fully private, where the whole thing would be done in his clinic. The costings: public, free; semi-private, between 4,000 and 6,000 euro; fully private, 16,000 to 18,000 euro, all because the insurance will cover the operation. That's Mike's story.
Yeah, and Jerry, that is, look, I mean, I've personal examples, and we speak to customers every day of the week on this, whereby, you know, like right now, there's people waiting 2-3 years to get their hips and knees and shoulder replacement surgeries. And if they have private health cover, they can bypass the public system, go privately to a consultant, and probably get that done in 3 to 6 weeks. And the bill is 15,000 euro for those procedures. But that's why people are paying their private cover. I mean, if you look at the surveys, half the people who take out health insurance, it's actually not because they want to go privately, it's because they just don't have faith, they don't trust the public system, and they don't want to be stuck on a waiting list for, you know, routine or non-life-threatening treatment or whatever. And that's why people, as I say, are still flocking to and taking out the private health insurance plans. And, you know, I know people don't agree with this two-tier system, but it's not going to change drastically or improve anytime soon. So we are stuck with the current system. I think, Jerry, you mentioned earlier, a listener mentioned about having to pay in a hospital setting where somebody with them wasn't charged.
Their insurance had to pay, basically, and the other person wasn't charged.
And you know, Jerry, this, it's a really good point just to make your listeners aware of this. When you go into a public hospital, and I'm nearly certain this would be in a public hospital setting, if you go in through A&E, everybody that goes in through A&E is a public patient.
Is equal,
that's entitled
public
to get
patient.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what they'll do is, when they find out you have health insurance, somebody from the accounts department of that hospital will approach you and they'll say to you, look, if you sign this form here to go private, to switch from public to private, we now treat you, Mr. Good, as a private patient. But what a lot of people don't realize is that when you sign that form, nothing might change for you. You might be getting the exact same treatment from the same consultant as the person in the other bed beside you. But once you sign that form, the hospital is now entitled to charge your insurance company a private rate. I think it's about €840 per night.
Yeah. So, and that puts your premium up and everybody else's premium up.
So, Jerry, all people, the only advice, look, are the hospitals entitled to do that? Yes. Yeah. All I would say to all of your listeners, why don't you just ask the hospital before you sign the form, what's going to change for me if I sign that form? And if nothing is changing, you do not have to sign that form.
Yeah. Yeah, fair point. Dermot, listen, that's where we're going to leave it. My thanks to you for talking to us and giving us advice this morning. As always, Dermot Good there with totalhealthcover.ie. You can check out the website for advice and other assessments on it. And if you have your own story, then get in touch. A listener says, in relation to health insurance, I had a day case surgical procedure in 2022, but because there was a delay in theatre, I was required to stay overnight. The bill by my health insurance to the bonds for my bed in a semi-private room was €4,728. That was just for the bed. I know if I was self-paying, it would be a fraction of the cost. How can they justify charges? Well, like Dermot just outlined the example there. They did. And were you doing it under your health insurance, I wonder? You probably were, the day case procedure. And that's part of the problem. Jerry, why are the private hospitals allowed to charge so much for a bed per night? Greed, greed, greed. If you're in a public hospital, you're paying €800 per night. The person beside you is paying €100. Then the government is again screwing the insurance companies. Well, that €800 forms part of what the hospitals make, which goes into the hospitals, which helps the public system, is the other argument to that. And that's part of it. There is a two-tier system here that has developed. And this government and previous governments and future governments have promised to bring in sláinte care, which will change everything and make everybody equal. Hasn't happened as of yet. Is it advisable to use a broker for health insurance? Well, it's a decision you have to make yourself. You can always assess what they can do for you in terms of what sort of deals they can get you. Reinsurance, it's definitely a two-tier system. Fleece the person that's paying, and don't forget you're also paying for the person that's going for free on the public system. Well, the person in the public system has paid their taxes like anybody else. That's, you know, they pay taxes to ensure that health services are supported. So they are taxpayers. And they're entitled to get some level of healthcare in the country. And there are bottlenecks and problems, and that's why there are waiting lists in this country. The option is there for you to choose, if you can afford it, to go for private. But there are problems with that as well. If you're going for private, you're facing all these increases. And it seems like every year there's two or three per year.